Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. New year, same old shit. Coming up on this week's show, CES 2012 is just around the corner. So what can we look forward to? Or rather, what can Ree look forward to? She's the only one going. Those Apple ITV set rumours won't go
away. The only person in the world who's going.
It's just a one-woman show now. Now, co-founder Steve Wozniak has waded in. Philips jumps on the iPod Touch bandwagon with an Android rival. And is Nike about to bring its Nike Plus Tech to football? All that, plus a look at our new Android tablet edition with my co-host, the lovely aforementioned Ree Morgan, and the man who sold his soul, only to have it returned 3 days later as damaged goods. It's T3's Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Happy New Year.
Hello.
Happy
How are New you going to get 5 stars if you keep saying that it's shit?
That's the kind of self-deprecation that people love.
I speak as I find. Really?
You know? All right.
I don't know what's going on with that. I mean, I've almost given up now. It's like we've got this tidal wave of 5-star reviews. Unless there's somebody sitting there who doesn't write a review but just leaves a star rating, because you can do that. Yeah. So maybe there's a hidden army of people who are leaving us 1-star reviews because they hate us, or they're from some sort of low-rent rival podcast.
They're the haters.
Haters gotta hate.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't it Nike, by the way?
Yeah,
oh, don't start
Nike.
That Porsche. I can't be dealing with people who...
Don't start with all the pointing out inaccuracies.
Tell me that I'm wrong, what I've said.
My New Year's resolution is not to deal with shit, and that is what I'm not dealing with.
Yeah, I believe it's Nike Plu. I think that's how you meant to say it. Yeah.
Of course.
Plus.
Or Greek gods means...
Nike Plusy.
Okay.
In my shoesy.
Is that the new slogan?
Yeah, it is now.
Excellent, excellent. Anyway, Duncan, a happy new year.
Yeah, great, brilliant. I've got no money left, but I'm happy. It's like being a Buddhist. You get rid of all your earthly possessions, and by that means you ascend to a higher consciousness.
Mm. Mm. There is an aura about you.
You're not just meant to
I do have a certain glow, don't I?
You're not just meant to give people your stuff.
No, but I just spent loads of money over Christmas. Mm. I bought like loads of stuff for my nieces and nephews. They don't care. Got nothing from them. So then I went to the sale and bought some Prada trousers.
Nice.
Yes. I'll wear them next week if you're good.
They're not them, are they?
No, these are just a pair of jeans.
It'll be a treat for us all, really.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Duncan Prada.
We should tweet a picture of them. Duncan's Prada. We're moving up in the world.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Sign the labels in the podcast.
I'm in Reese jeans. Look at me.
That's the woman from the royal wedding. She wore Reese clothing. Not the bride,
did,
I'm assuming.
She's
I can't remember the bride's name. Kate Middleton. Yeah, sorry.
Duchess of Cambridge.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I call her. Duchy.
Pass the duchy. Oh, no, anyway. CS is just 4 short days.
Oh, hang on. I've got something to talk about.
Oh, go on.
Hang on. No, sorry.
You have to be quicker than
this
that.
This is quite funny. This is why we can't have nice things. There's a Steve Jobs action figure for sale, because of course.
Of course.
And the reason I read about this in the Telegraph. And they were like, you know, it's quite a droll little story, isn't it? And so, of course, the Telegraph readers, being funny type sort of chaps, they left some replies. So it started off, the story itself said, the accessories are made to scale, including an iPhone 4 and a copy of the first Mac computer. They'll also be available, but will cost extra. And the comment was, it's amazing how they capture that authentic Apple feel. So that's quite funny. That's all right. And then the next one said, I applied to work at Apple, but apparently there are no jobs there anymore. Which, okay, but it's also not great wordplay, because it should be there is no jobs anymore, but then that doesn't work grammatically. Yeah, so
if you said it in a kind of a Cockney accent,
there's no jobs.
That'll work.
That almost works. That's sort of verging on funny, if a bit poor taste, but you know, so what. And then the next one, pull the string on the back and it randomly sues someone. So again, not, you know,
that's not all that funny.
Yeah.
And then the next one is, presumably the new dolls will form the centrepieces of shrines that the Mac fascists will set up to their demigods in their toilets. Which I thought, that's getting less funny.
Yeah.
And then somebody called UK Corrupt says, I would like to get one so I can shit on it. At least Jobs can lick my ass now.
Oh, dear me.
So that's gone from sort of moderately amusing sort of wry humour to basically...
banter. Starts off at banter.
Yeah, and descends to kind of necrophile scatology, really. I think that is, isn't it?
It's quite a quick descent as well.
I know. It's so often the way online.
Yeah. As soon as Duncan gets involved. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted, I was mentioning that CS is just... 4 short days away, and most of the big tech companies are keeping their powder dry. But that hasn't stopped some early announcements, as well as the inevitable rumours from flying. Let's take a look at some. Well, tablets, I think, safe bet. We've got a few seem to be doing the rounds. The Cooper X11. Have you heard about this one?
The Cooper?
The Cooper, yeah.
Is that a British tablet?
It sounds brilliant, doesn't it? No, I think
it's not a car.
No, it's not a car. It's a tablet.
Like a Mini Cooper.
This is meant to be the first tablet running Windows 8. It's going to be running Windows 8 Preview.
It's going to be running Windows 8 quite badly.
At CES 2012. And it's described as the first Windows 8 ready tablet. Because, of course, Windows 8
is a bit waiting for it.
Yeah, yeah. That was a bit like when HD... there was no actual content available, but there was HD ready TV.
Why don't they just call it the first iOS 7 ready tablet?
Yeah. Sure, someone could get it working on there.
Nobody would be able to prove otherwise for a couple of years.
Yes, it's going to be a 10-inch, 10-hour battery life, which is quite nice, and a pen.
And a pen.
Worries me.
Yeah.
Not because in the way, you know, Android and pen, innovative, and you might be able to do stuff with it. Windows and pen suggest to me crap interface.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Or maybe you just literally get a pen. It's like a complimentary pen. It's a biro.
So you can just write on it. Maybe it is just a notepad. You actually just write on it.
Yeah, as in did you watch the AbFab Christmas special? Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
No, despite being gay, I didn't. Amazingly. Letting the side down, I know. But
gee me, I thought that would be the main thing you did at Christmas was AbFab.
Surely on loop.
Yep, that and... Well, I did buy some Prada trousers to make up for my...
Did you watch Devil Wears Prada afterwards?
No. No. That's not all that gay, that
one. I watched that. What is it, Black Swan?
Yeah.
Graphic. I watched it in the same room as my mother-in-law.
Oh, no.
That was not recommended.
No.
No one warned me.
Yeah, I watched it on a plane in an aisle seat, which is most embarrassing. Yeah. You're like, oh, God. Oh, no.
Just going to make some tea. Anyway, this one...
A tortured psyche is nothing to be afraid of, even if your mother-in-law is there.
Yeah, Razer gaming tablet. Not Motorola Razer, although that would be quite exciting.
I swear, it wouldn't. I've been waiting for that for ages.
Do you mean like the Razer Switchblade?
Well, we don't know quite what this is. Basically, there's a bit of a teaser video. It starts off with a sort of... It starts off as looking like a bit of... It's like it might be an Apple video, and it says, in the kind of black on white background... font, it says, it's not simple, it's not delightful, it's got some plinky plonky music in the background, it's not magical, it's just, and then comes in the sort of harsh rock music and the background turns black and it says it's just
Satan,
it's just badass, which is, I hear what the kids mean when they say something's
badass.
Good.
Do they mean baddie dass? shampoo it's just and bath conditioner.
It continues, PC gaming on an all new format. CES 2012 ends with PC gaming's not dead.
Well, it sounds like the Switchblade to me.
It sounds a lot like the Switchblade, but as a lot of people have pointed out, why would you have a teaser? It's like there's no product shown or anything. Why would you have a teaser for the Switchblade, which we've already seen? Maybe this is something new.
Have we actually seen the Switchblade? Or have we seen the Switchblade's only ever been... the Switchblade? Yeah, it's not really...
Well, it was at CES last year, but only, you know, it's a rather dummy format.
It was.
Yeah.
But we've never actually got a full... But it's working product of the Switch.
Yeah, it's not in shops, put it that way. You can't walk into Curry's.
No.
Yeah, well, I reckon it probably is the Switchblade like it.
Why would they bring out a new product when the Switchblade still isn't out?
Well, that's the nature of vaporware, surely.
It's true. Why haven't we bought out the O1 phone?
We did in Australia. Do you remember someone bought it?
Whoops. Last of the tablets then that we know of so far or heavily rumoured, the Asus 7-inch E-Pad.
You've done it again. It's Asus.
Shut up.
Asus.
Asusi.
Asus 7-inch E-Pad.
Just say Asus.
Yeah. Okay. It looks a lot like the Mimo, which was that glasses-less 3D tablet, which we saw last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm.
But this seems to be some kind of stripped-down version, possibly to rival the Kindle Fire. You know, something along those lines.
Maybe.
Kind of a Maplin Android tablet, but from a top-name manufacturer.
Does anyone actually own an Asus or Asus tablet?
The one with the keyboard, that did quite well.
The Transformer
Prime's about to come out.
I don't know why people got excited about that. It just seemed like a not a good laptop and not a good tablet. But yeah,
no, actually, it was quite a good tablet. That was why. Oh, and then the fact that it came with a keyboard was a bonus. Gave you an extra.
But yeah, interesting that we're going to see tablets. But if you think all these tablets, they're not bog standard, are they? So we've got one that's Windows 8, one that's dedicated to gaming, if it, indeed it is a tablet, and another that's, you know, going to be stripped down bargain basement to take on the Kindle. No one is taking on the iPad 2 straight on.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there'll be a huge slew, if you will, of tablets that are trying to take on the iPad and doing it quite badly. But yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, people who are smart are going to take a different tack. I think Asus, whatever they're called, they do seem like the one company who are at least trying. Because, I mean, the Transformer, that was like, oh, we'll bundle it with a keyboard and make the operating system a bit more keyboard-friendly. That's
idea. They didn't bring out
And that was quite cheap as well, the Kindle. The Prime.
Yeah.
The only thing I think about the new Prime, very, very nice though it is they've sort of abandoned the cheap bit. It's quite expensive. It's like very high-end, like quad-core processor and all
it
that.
It is, and so it's got everything on it.
So it's like plenty of bells and whistles, but it is priced against the iPad as opposed to a bit below it.
LG, jumping to Google TV, they've confirmed this.
No, it's LUG. I'm going to do this every single time.
Lucky Gold Star. There we are. Because they've been bringing out smart TVs now for last two CESs we've seen them.
Yep.
And they've been all right. The last year it was the Magic Wand interface, which was quite nice.
You've never seen it in anybody's house, though.
Yeah, exactly. And there's something just a bit too proprietary about all these different smart TV solutions. You know, your Samsung, the LG.
They all do basically the same thing, though. I mean, I think Sony's got the best one because they've got the access to the most stuff, basically.
But interesting that LG have decided, actually, why don't we just go use Google's?
Yeah, it's good, but you can't get it over here, though, can you, Google TV?
Well,
it's kind of irrelevant to us, yeah. But
Well,
the thing about smart TVs, it's all very well and nice, and it is getting better.
Yeah, yeah. The service, it is meant to be arriving within 12 months. So
Google TV?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. So that would make sense for CES sort of product cycles, you know.
Well, I think definitely if Apple launches Apple TV,
then Google TV.
Then it's a...
I say launches Apple TV, because they already do have Apple TV, but does this expansion into some other market... That isn't quite Apple TV that people seem to think.
Yeah.
I can't see them making their TV.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
I was a bit like this. And then Steve Wozniak's come out and said, yeah, it's going to happen.
But he's nothing to do with that.
I know he's nothing to do, but he's not daft, is he? He kind of, you know, he should probably know, have an idea at least.
He's just glory hunting.
Okay.
But he didn't specifically say, yes, they are going to make plasma screens.
No, he didn't.
Or did he? Specifically. Is that in the news later?
He kind of gives it some backing.
Okay.
A quick mobile phone one, the Motorola Defy Mini.
Exciting. That's like the Defy, but smaller, I guess. Yeah. Tough and small.
And that did so
I'm all for anything with Gorilla Glass, though.
Everything's got Gorilla Glass.
Going
now.
Through several.
I'm over Gorilla Glass. Gorilla ass, I call it.
What glass would you like to see, Dunk? Animal, named after
whale
animal.
Whale glass. Sperm whale glass.
Yeah. Excellent.
That's the next big thing. I can see it now.
That's coming by.
It's very big.
A smaller Defy. A lot of Ultrabooks.
Yeah, Ultrabooks, massive.
One that is called an Ultrabook, LG Z330 Ultrabook.
I think they're all called Ultrabooks, aren't they?
Well, if they all follow. They must follow
the
spec.
They must follow, Intel spec.
Yeah, so we've got, that's the 13-inch, it's going to be a Core i7. It looks an awful. I know, you know, essentially a thin laptop that's 13 inches is going to look roughly like a MacBook Air, but this looks almost identical.
it's a strange thing because the MacBook Air, everybody likes it, you know, as a thing, but does it really sell that well? Like, probably not. So I don't know. I don't quite understand why this enthusiasm for doing things that are quite similar to it but run Windows.
And they're all
they are expensive.
They're
roughly
the same price, aren't they? It's not like, you know, people are shaving hundreds of pounds off the Apple price.
No, they're like nice high end products, and that's great for our magazine. But is anybody actually going to buy them? I don't know.
Lenovo.
I don't care as long as people buy them.
The one that isn't called an Ultrabook is the ThinkPad X1 Hybrid. This is essentially the X1, but with double the battery life. Which is nice.
What's hybrid about that? I thought you were going to say it had been crossed with a
does it, this
kangaroo
is this
or something.
The one with,
I'm not in charge of their product naming.
Is this the one where the keyboard comes
Are you
off
not?
Again?
No, sorry. No, it's just very small.
Did you know, with the star ratings thing, the one person who did rate...
Tangent.
No, not quite. You're doing it again. The one guy who said, oh, actually, I don't like this podcast. He said they always talk over the top of each other.
Oh, that. Oh. I was been trying really hard today to, you know, give you some space.
So we can...
So let's...
Look, if you're doing it on purpose now.
I think the lesson for that is, when I'm talking, you two should be quiet. I think that's what he meant. He didn't say it in so many words.
But if we did that, it'd just be the Duncan show.
Duncan.
Be like some drunk boar in a pub just going, and then in 1976, there was that occasion where a very amusing thing happened to me.
I had an Android phone and it was shit.
Oh, and I think the most exciting of them all, Fujifilm's launching 3 outdoor cameras.
Oh, my days. Woo.
Yeah. See, Kodak have filed for... Was it called Series 9 or whatever it is?
What,
the thing where you're about to become
Chapter 10.
Chapter 10 or bankruptcy protection, as opposed to we're bankrupt. Oh dear.
Yeah, it's.
I never quite understand how it works.
We don't have it here, but in the US, you can go. We might be going bankrupt, so I'm not saying we are. But by the way, no one can get any money off us for a while.
I think it's a bit like that. It's like we're calling in the receivers.
We realize it's before that.
Okay.
So they realize that they owe everyone shed loads of cash. It's just protection from your creditors for a little while.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Without going bankrupt.
So kind of like a sort of more legal version of hiding in a cottage in Wales.
Pretty
and
much.
Boarding the windows up.
Yeah, we've all done that. Yeah.
I know I have. Yeah.
Same cottage, you kind of swap the keys with someone.
Oh, Dunk, hi.
the podcast safe house.
Yep, that's right. Okay, any other business with CES?
No,
right, okay. When are you going?
I'm just taken aback by the Fuji film.
When are you flying out, Ree? You're off tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 7:30, I've got to be in Heathrow.
Mm. Where are you staying?
At the Venetian.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, at the Venetian.
I never get to stay there.
No, you don't.
I'm not even going this year. I don't even want to know where you're staying. Yeah, right, there's plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Yes, as we mentioned, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak has added fuel to the Apple TV set rumour. Latest reports are Apple's current design whiz, Jonathan Ive.
Sir Jonathan Ive.
On it this New Year's. Putting the finishing touches to a 50-inch Apple ITV model.
Wow.
I do expect Apple to make an attempt, Wozniak told USA Today, adding that the living room touches on all areas of consumer products that Apple is already making.
Philips has announced their latest rival to the iPod Touch with the Go Gear Connect 3, touting Android 2.3, with access to Android apps, Wi-Fi and camera and Bluetooth, as well as a 3.2-inch screen. It'll set you back £160 for the 8GB version when it lands this month.
A source described as exemplary has revealed that apparently the Xbox 720 PS4 will be revealed at E3 2012 alongside the Wii U. Talking to MCV, the source claims to have knowledge on the matter from an ultra-high level. It will be the first time the big three have all shown off brand new consoles at the conference.
He obviously just listened to our podcast.
Basically.
Exemplary. Nike looks set to introduce a pair of performance monitoring football boots with key personnel at the brand's global headquarters, telling T3 to watch this space. Openly disappointed not to be the first to market following the recent release of the Adidas Adizero F50 mini coach football boots, Nike told T3 the area has a massive future, adding when Nike does something, they tend to do it very, very well.
Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? Microsoft has filed legal proceedings against Comet. But David and Goliath, isn't it? Accusing it of creating and selling counterfeit copies of Windows Vista and Windows XP. Comet's answered back, saying it sought advice from leading counsels to support its view that the production of recovery disks did not infringe Microsoft's intellectual property. It could now be months before the case actually goes to court.
Can hardly wait. And a Canadian who forgot his passport managed to cross into the US using a copy scanned onto his iPad.
Clever.
Martin Reich from Montreal presented the US border office with his tablet after realizing he'd forgotten the real thing. US Customs points out he also presented an actual driving license.
Not just the iPad.
Yes.
He just happened to have a scan of his entire passport on his tablet.
Well,
As it happened, he
realised he had one online. I've got one online. I've got a scan of my passport.
Well, got it out the cloud.
On my Gmail. Yeah, so you just, you know.
So if someone hacks your Gmail, they could get your password details.
If they really wanted to. It came in handy the other day. I had to sign someone's, you know, when you sign someone's passport photo to say, that's them.
Yeah.
You now have to give your own passport number.
Really?
So they were going, oh, well, you won't have that, will you? And, au contraire. And there it was. See?
Fantastic.
Amazing what they can do nowadays.
Mm. See? See?
That is hilarious, but launching a rival to the iPod Touch.
Yeah.
It's like the bandwagon hasn't so much pulled out of town as gone over a cliff and then swept away into the sea.
Come on, Philips, forward-thinking company.
I know. What next? Bloody hell.
Mm. Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM and posting on the official T3 podcast group on Facebook.
Mm.
Duncan, you can take a couple of these.
Okay, Jack. Oops. I'll move closer to the microphone. Jack Malcolmson, Malcolm Jackson, would quite like one of these eBay link to a table made from an Apple iMac G3.
That's beautifully read, Duncan. Yes.
What is that?
Now, I'll show you the picture of this.
Why does he want a link to an eBay page?
This is the eBay page. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay, right. Oh, they made a table using...
And I'll just describe this.
That's a sheet of Perspex on top of an iMac.
Basically, yes. It's an iMac G3. And it is exactly as Duncan describes, a sheet of Perspex on top of it, making it into a sort of a coffee table, really. But the clever bit is, there's an actual, here we go, basically someone has patented the plastic device that will fit in, you know, the plastic handle on the back of the iMac?
Mm. Yeah.
So it fits into there and gives it a little prong that you can rest.
Mm. Well, you would, wouldn't you? I mean, you don't want somebody stealing that kind of brilliant idea.
No, I mean, honestly. I mean, you know, first to market with that, you're going to clean up. Yeah. Mac Technology have designed, patented, and manufactured the clever acrylic support that fits into the rear handle recess.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
look
the
out
man,
for them in Dragon's Den.
Yeah, for £89.
That is a classic Dragon's
Den. For £89
Den
quid, you get a hollowed out G3 and a bit of plastic.
That man from the Telegraph might want to buy one of those.
He might.
So he can shit on it. Whilst there's somebody else underneath.
Oh dear me. there's that.
Where do you go with that?
Shall I read another tweet?
Yeah.
Paul Metlando has... that's an ABBA song, isn't it? Has posted a screenshot...
Fernando.
Oh, is it Fernando? Do you hear the drums, Metlando? what's he done? He's posted a screenshot. It's very visual, the tweets this month, which says we're an audio podcast. Anyway, he's posted a screenshot from BBC One's Still Game. Don't know what that is, I'm afraid. Showing a T3 magazine located on the top shelf behind a porn mag. I like the behind a porn mag is a particularly nice touch.
I think he sort of picks the porn mag off the shelf. And lo and behold, what is behind it?
T3.
A filthy T3.
The worst known to humanity.
Dirt.
But it is. It's right there on the top shelf.
It's probably because they probably couldn't show a real cover of a porn mag.
Oh, maybe.
So they put the next best thing.
No, probably the newsagent is trying to make out he's got more porn than he has. So he's put his one porn mag in front of a load of T3s. People are like, wow, this guy's got a lot of porn. I'm going to shop here a lot.
Yeah. And then they just go home with T3. That's okay, though. Yeah. Oh, it must be a porn mag. It's on the porn shelf. Oh, no.
It's
too embarrassing to, like, search. I'll just take that off and buy that.
As you just grope for a porn mag accidentally. How disappointed
this
would you be?
This feels like a porn mag.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, I know you could describe it as gadget porn, maybe.
I often do. I regularly pleasure myself to T3.
Don't.
Stop. Yeah, I have been in a garage.
Looking at the Steve Jobs.
It wasn't a T3.
But it was that other technology magazine. I think it's called, is it Stuff?
Well, that does sound like a porn magazine, though.
Stoof.
There we go. Yeah, Stoof. And that was wrapped in plastic, as in, you know, the black plastic. Where you can just see the title Stoof.
Oh, my God.
And the filthy image behind it was hidden.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Well, it's pure filth, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is pure filth. Man stuff.
Speaking of covers, Ree.
Nilesh R. Palmer, no more subscriber covers. Woohoo! Finally.
Oh.
Is that true?
They've been gone for a while.
I quite liked them.
Yeah, we haven't done one of those for months.
But it seems everyone else hated them.
I don't know if hated, that's maybe putting it. I think maybe we're bored to death.
Some of them were really clever. I like those ones.
Yeah,
some of them were quite
dumb. Sex issue one.
Yeah.
That was a good
one. What was that? Was that the
C3
logo in?
Lots of neon. The neon, it looked like Soho, you know?
Yeah, it was clever.
I thought
we should have got a dildo commissions in this.
Am I reading the next one out?
Or a racetrack shaped like one.
Racetrack, yes.
Right. Am I reading the next one?
Go on.
Sasha Superloop. Keen, Sasha Superloop Loop Keen to Duncan. The reason why you called me an a-hole was because I tried to correct. This is serious.
Yeah, sorry.
The reason why you called me The reason why you called me an a-hole was because I tried to correct you on something you said about the best-selling video game of all time. I said that Wii Play didn't come with the Wii in Japan. What I meant to say was Wii Sports didn't come with the Wii in Japan, and it sold a lot of copies there separately.
Okay. There's a lot of detail there. I think what it's... Yeah, I vaguely remember this. We were talking about the best-selling games of all time, and I think you probably made the point that, Wii Sports, you know, it came with a console. How can you say that's the best thing of all time? And in a roundabout way, he points out that in Japan, you had to buy Wii Sports.
No, but unfortunately, what he said at the time was Wii Play.
So, although he made a fair point,
he said the wrong thing. I can't believe I'd call him an a-hole.
I can't believe you called him an a-hole for
this
that.
This is Duncan.
Maybe a twerp.
How can you call someone called Sasha Superloop Lupakine an a-hole?
That's true. He does have possibly the best name of any of our listeners.
And well, there are a few contenders for that.
I know.
Peter Walker, our Globetrotter, Peter Walker, over in New York. What he gets about, doesn't he? Over in New York for New Year's Eve, and my amazing wife. It's just one long brag for Peter.
Yeah.
My
it's amazing like when someone goes on a trip.
My supermodel wife, yes.
I've just put down my 12-inch penis to pen this tweet about my amazing wife as I sit on my chair made of gold.
Made of a G3 iMac. My amazing wife, Sarah.
That I came up with.
Not only is she amazing, she's generous. Amazing wife, Sarah, bought me a Kindle Fire for Christmas. As a diehard Apple fan, and this is a little review he's got here, diehard Apple fan, have to say I'm impressed by the device. Think when it comes to the UK, it'll be a big hit. I've used the browser on my iPad for so long, forgotten what it was like to have a browser with Flash. The browser for me has been really good. The more I use it, the more I like it. I actually left my iPad in the room today and took out the Fire, which for me would have been unthinkable. Not even just impossible, but you couldn't even conceive of it. No. Not even that thought.
So much as handling a product made by somebody other than Apple.
The mind of Peter. Size feels right too. Think a paperback size. Oh, yeah. That's a pretty glowing review for the Kindle Fire. Yeah.
Was he referring to his penis or the Fire? Well, that's interesting because the browser was one of the things the Amazon were bigging up.
Yeah.
And a lot of the reviews said wasn't very good. But I mean, sounds like the reviews were wrong.
Peter's happy.
As they often are.
Yeah. And Timothy Okano, this is how all future T3 reviews should be done in future. I think it said future too many
tautology
times. Yeah. This I do like this. I'm going to play a bit of this. This is a review of three phones. I think it's the S2, the Galaxy Nexus, the new Nexus, and the iPhone 4S from Proud Soviet Russian.
The Galaxy S2 has the lowest resolution, sorry about my English. It's 800 by 600, I think. Well, I don't know, I don't even have the specs. I'm saying this off my head. I'm driving right now. If you're wondering why the hell I don't have any of these phones right now, well, I'm still on an iPhone 2G. Well, no, I'm just kidding. I still don't have that yet. I'm still with my old Nokia phone. Here in Russia, we don't have a lot, so I'm just with my Nokia phone. And driving while talking about my dreams, you know, the phones that I will never get. But, you know, maybe I will hit the lottery one day. Maybe I will sell one of my daughters when they get older. Anyways, my friends, the best resolution is the 720p. I like the Google Nexus phone more than the Galaxy S2 even. Second would be the Galaxy S2, of course. And third, the iPhone, sorry.
There you go, Ree. That's what you want to be doing.
That was remarkably like the podcast.
Yeah.
It's like he was just sort of making up as he went along, random swearing.
Yeah, it's our Russian T3 colleague.
Yeah.
Proud Soviet Russian.
Yeah, it's great.
Maybe I sell my daughter. I went Indian.
There's a whole string of them. He's got a YouTube channel. It's very good. I recommend it.
See,
is he a real person?
This is what's annoying, I don't get YouTube views.
A slight spoof.
It did sound like me doing one of my voices as well, actually. That was one of my uncanny regional accents.
Well, there was a bit of a strange reaction on the Facebook group, because some people kind of took it
as... Some people say, oh, that was shit.
Well, some people sort of said, you know, it's a parody, you know, took it as a parody, and it was very funny. And other people were like, what's the sound quality on that? That's terrible. And you know, it took it a bit too literal, I think.
Hmm.
Okay.
A little too literal.
Well, I was baffled as to whether or not that was satire. So I guess that makes it good, I guess.
That's the
best. If you can't tell, then
there we go. Proud Soviet Russian.
I liked when he said "I shit." That was very clever. I might steal that and use it myself.
Oh, no.
Right then, Ree. What have we got for our gadget of the week?
No, it's not this.
Oh, it's not that. That gadget that's in your hands. What was I thinking?
Is it that yogurt?
Yeah, it's the granola.
This plastic spoon,
it's
perhaps.
The Asus Transformer Prime.
Transformer Prime. Which,
but that appears to be a Samsung Galaxy Tab.
CES. We had one in the office, but I got to get sent away because I had to get photographed. But I'm looking forward to that because apparently it's going to have ice cream sandwich when I see it in CES.
What, like that tablet we had at the live podcast?
Yes. So that went down well.
That didn't strictly have it on.
No.
I think this one actually will do.
This will actually have it on.
And a quad-core processor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which seems, wow. Quad-core.
It's going to be How can such a thing be in such
my,
a small
my
thing?
My computer isn't even quad-core.
I know.
But everyone's going mental for this Transformer Prime. So I'm quite
is this an actual tablet that people might...
Yeah.
No, what I mean is...
Well, because its predecessor did quite well.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, that's because it was cheap. It's like, we've been here before with Asus, I believe, because they, with the original EPCs, the first netbooks,
Yeah.
They were super, super cheap. And people were like, wow, this is such an amazing idea. And then that idea got diluted into, it's like a small, shitty laptop. It isn't all that cheap. And they seem to
and
be doing the same thing again.
And then they started doing middle...
And now we're on the ultrabook.
Yeah.
Middle range, kind of nowhere notebooks. But I'm quite excited to see it because there's a lot of hype around it.
It's a very nice thing. I think, yeah.
Well, look, any hype around a tablet that isn't an iPad should be encouraged. You know, I'm all for this. But is the hype from people who are, you know, very technical and, you know, are interested in its raw power?
No, but I think also, I think people, for whatever reason, are genuinely. And I think you can get, I think I'm right to say you can get keyboards for any tablet, actually. But they do really like the fact that it comes with a keyboard. And so you can then email and text, or whatever, like email and write stuff.
You can use the short message service.
Yeah. You can telex your friends in the colonies.
Excellent.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to seeing that on CES.
Yeah.
Actually. And the quad core I'd be interested to see because it's the first one.
Does it make any difference?
That's what we want to know.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, but the thing is like
oh, look how smooth my Skype is.
I know. Well,
no,
gaming.
But it does make a difference.
Gaming is the only use it has, I think. I always get the impression Android is like quite sort of heavy on hardware resources. And so, in fact, it's actually quite important to have a fast processor for Android.
This is sort of turning into the whole PC Mac thing, isn't it? Mm. Like, you know, you can downgrade, you can go a processor down with a Mac and it still ends up being faster because
because Android
OS
is
such slicker.
Like one size fits all. I think it must by definition be more demanding, mustn't it? But then that might just be my pro Apple bias.
Which you seem to lose over Christmas, but you've got it back now, have you?
Well, I said I shit earlier. I mean,
that's, you're right.
What could be more damning than that?
Well, exactly.
What could be more
but
damning?
Yes, so video on that coming from CES.
Okay.
Coming at ya. When can we expect that? Tuesday? Wednesday?
Well, it doesn't kick off till the 10th.
That's Tuesday.
The press conferences are on Monday, so that's the 9th. And we'll be hitting the show floor on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And who's the team? Who's out there?
It's myself doing video, Kieran, Matt Hill and Rob Temple.
Okay. Liam, are you going there this year?
He's not going there.
He's not
this
even
year,
listening.
No.
Our producer is not even listening to
Hello.
Our podcast.
He's not. He can even see us.
That's terrible.
That's
why there was that dropout on the Christmas one or the New Year one or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Apologies.
He doesn't
for that.
Actually bother to listen to it.
Sorry for that.
Yeah, some of the clips didn't quite make it in. Anyway, thank you, Ree.
I had awful trouble with the Christmas podcast as well because the file just kept on corrupting.
Oh, it didn't even go out on Christmas Day, did it?
No, it just kept on corrupting when I was downloading of it and it was annoying me.
The New Year's one went out, right?
Yeah, New Year's one was all right.
Now, not content with being number one on iPad, T3's tablet designers have been hard at work producing an Android edition, and we have it here.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Look
looks
at that.
The same as
it's
the iPad
almost
one.
Identical.
They said it couldn't be done.
So, what is? I mean, is there anything different? Is it essentially the same?
It feels a little bit different.
It's not quite as good.
Because of Android and the certain things that you can't do on
Android.
Oh, look,
the cover girl's moving. She's looking at me.
It's pretty much exactly the same.
Are you?
And you can...
I'd love to go out sometime.
Yeah. Dan's flirting with the video of a cover model.
Yeah. So you can get it on tablets that are 10 inches minimum.
Oh, what? So it won't go on a 7-incher?
No, it will not go on a 7-incher.
I think that knocks out a lot of...
There's black bars on that one, because it's a bit more
Android,
sort of widescreen than the iPad.
Well, there's black bars there on this page.
Yeah, some of them don't have
borders. Which is like a title page. And
others
then this
do.
One...
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have any black bars.
If it's a one page,
just
like
if we feel
one
like
long
it.
Page,
oh,
it
I
doesn't
see.
Have borders. But if it's a two page, then...
Yeah. To explain, if it's just a single page, it shows up with black bars on because it's the wrong
shape. The wrong
when you say to explain, you mean to completely repeat what Reed just said?
No, what I was about to then add, but if it's like a scrolling page where there are multiple pages...
Which Reed also just said.
Shut up!
but thanks. Well, I think the thing is, if it's just a single page, it does have black bars at the top. But then if it's like a longer page that scrolls up, then you don't have black bars.
Right, we've that's all my three of us have now explained it. I don't think anyone's any the wiser.
But yeah, you download it. You can download preview editions so you can have a look and feel of it, what it's like before you actually buy it. but yeah, we've had a few. There's a lot of tablets.
Is this one flying off the shelves?
I've got a graph. A couple of graphs here, actually.
A PowerPoint presentation.
I can't actually go into numbers as with all these things. What, but
percentages?
Interesting, as we've been talking about in this pod, the number one tablet that I've been buying T3 is the Asus EPA Transformer.
Wow.
Almost a third of all sales or downloads of T3 has come from Asus EPA Transformer.
It's the thinking man's tablet.
It is.
I've always said.
Once you knock out all the 7 inches... that does take out quite a lot of the field.
Yeah.
So of the 10 inches, you're saying the Asus is number one.
And we had awesome downloads over Christmas on Boxing Day. Digital downloads for one day was the same as a month.
Wow.
What statisticians call shitloads. Yeah. That was mainly on iPad, though.
Yeah,
I mean, because this is brand new.
Yeah,
well, I suppose a lot of people unwrapped an iPad and thought, now get T3.
Number one lifestyle app.
It's funny that it was on Boxing Day. You just picture a nation or an entire world, in fact, of bored people like cannot stand to be with their relatives any longer. It's like, oh, for God's sake, what can I do with this new tablet I've just been given?
I'll get that.
T3.
Oh, I saw it in the porn shelves. Maybe it's a bit of porn.
Yeah, yeah. Seems to be the only porn on here. what was number two then? Go on after the...
Number two was the Samsung Galaxy Tab, which you're holding there.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
But the Samsung Galaxy Tab in the top 10 tablets for downloads comes three times. So we think that's three different regions and three different variations of the tab.
Oh, so it could actually... What, if you total those up, does it get bigger than... Is it more than...
The Zoom... Sony Tablet S, actually, is number five.
Yeah. It's the P you like.
I'm more of a P man myself.
Yes, you are. You are.
Yeah. And that's Acer Picasso's in there.
The what?
I have no idea what that is.
Are there any really Maplin random
There's
ones?
Also a tablet called the TF10 1G.
That sounds like a rubbish Maplin one.
Yeah. TF10 1G.
TF10 1G.
Any TFT 1G owners out there, let us know.
Let us know how you're
going on with that.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah.
Excellent. So what? It's $299.
Yep.
Per issue. But if you're a subscriber to the print magazine, you can get this.
Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure.
Well, I've got here.
You can certainly get the iPad edition.
Yeah, you certainly get the iPad edition.
Yeah, hold on. For blah, blah, blah. For Android tablet users who subscribe to the printed edition of T3, the T3 Android edition will be available to download free
of
charge.
There you go, then.
I'm told, reliably.
Fact. Yeah.
Don't ask how you go about doing it.
I'm wondering how it will be would free. Actually work. $2.99 per issue, or as you say, you can download a bit for free and try it out.
Yeah. Is it possible to subscribe on Android?
I don't think it is yet.
So you just have to buy each issue in...
Just have to go for each one.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Okay, excellent. Well, that is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.